This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Here's John Bowne's powerful report. Clinton is to lead the Democratic Party in 2018 midterm elections, which pretty much the campaigning force started in the last few weeks. She has incredible negative numbers. Her own party hates her. The Sanders supporters hate her because she stole the nomination from him. But it gets better. Nancy Pelosi is to be the co-head.
Affecting California very directly is the Affordable Care Act. President Bush has come out against that, as you know. And he has, and it is not even a health care bill.
With her, along with, you can't make this up, Elizabeth Warren, a.k.a. Pocahontas.
46% of Democrats have said that Elizabeth Warren should not run. So there's a significant opportunity here. So for me, defeating Elizabeth Warren in Massachusetts is driving a bigger blow at these institutions of power right at the belly of the beast. Well, I think only a real Indian can defeat the fake Indian.
All incredibly unpopular, even in their own party. And they've tried to unseat, obviously, Nancy Pelosi. They've tried to have Hillary put out the pasture, but it doesn't happen. But you know what? Maybe it's good to keep the old guard in, because even though they're super unpopular, if you look at who's coming up next, it's even more frightening. Linda Sarsour, who has at least three close family members in Israeli prisons for terrorism, because this, ladies and gentlemen, is a Palestinian, which means basically a vagabond in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia won't take him. Jordan won't take him. Egypt won't take him. Syria won't take him. Sudan won't take him. Somalia won't take him. Iran won't take him. No one will take a Palestinian. Because any Arab will tell you, or any Muslim will tell you, that Palestinians 24/7 are trying to take over your political process. And wherever they go, discord, terrorism starts.
When we stand up to those who oppress our communities, that Allah accepts from us that as a form of jihad, that we are struggling against tyrants and rulers, not only abroad in the Middle East or in the other side of the world, but here in these United States of America, where you have fascists and white supremacists and Islamophobes reigning in the White House.
We're winning the info war, and imagine if you start a fight with the libertarians, the conservatives, the veterans, 90% of the veterans being patriots. The police, the military, the patriots, the people with the resources, the middle class, multicultural groups that want freedom, you're fools. I've been to your communist rallies. I've been to your Antifa rallies. You guys look like you don't even know how to wipe your butts. I don't say that meanly. You look uncared for. You can tell you were put in a crib. You were never taken care of. Most of you were foster children who weren't even given enough milk. You've got shriveled brains. You're six times more likely not to give to charity, nine times more likely to steal in major surveys. Hundreds of studies. I understand you've been told by the corporate media you're going to get ahead. If you can pull down the middle class, you'll get some booty. You'll get some goodies. You'll get some spoils. You'll get some loot. You're not going to get it. They didn't get it in Venezuela. They didn't get it in Russia. They didn't get it in North Korea. They didn't get it in China. You don't get it. Limited free market is what has developed untold wealth. True free market will take us to the stars and beyond. They don't want you to know there's unlimited resources in the human mind. We've already come 95% of the way we need to go to life extension, out to a point where we're technically immortal. We are already there. We're at the threshold and are facing the globalists. And once they're out of the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's unlimited what we're about to have. But of course, they're teaching us all to hate each other and kill each other and act like fools. And a lot of you aren't going to win, and you're not going to transcend, because you have bought into this either as a globalist or as a minion. Either selfishly as a globalist or selfishly as a minion. You're profane, and you're not meant to pass the gate. And it's very sad. All right. right, start your engines. We have got masses of key news and intel straight ahead. We're going to break down what is going to look like in a post-nihilist society straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX, InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on here and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay. Got a hold of me. I opened up a little old lady.
I help the blind to see. I got no friends.
I got no friends because they're real.
I got no friends that are idiots that believe mainstream media. Thank God. So good to be rejected by the rotting, collapsing establishment. Gavin McGinnis is a trailblazer. He started Vice News. It's now been bought by HBO. He's produced major films. He, of course, is a cultural analyst who is trying to promote the return of men and women. Everybody else can be whatever group they want to be, but men and women are allowed to exist, and men can act like men and women can act like women. And guess what? That's popular because that's what mammals do. And so I wanted to get him on for the next 30 minutes, then we'll take your calls after that, to give us his take on what he thinks the big central issues are in the world today. I mean, it's clearly the Republicans that are blocking Trump from getting his health care reform in. The answer is remove them and get more people in the Freedom Caucus. I want to get his take on that. I've also got the liberals going more and more insane, calling for free speech to be banned. We have the Federal Elections Commission calling for a criminal investigation of myself, Drudge, and Breitbart. That got shot down over the weekend. But they just said that we shouldn't be allowed to have our speech because we're beating them. And in this story on Infowars.com, Swedish Liberal Youth Party wants to legalize necrophilia and child porn. They also want to make it legal for Muslims to rape women. And they also have come out and said they want ruthless mass immigration. So this is cucking that Gavin McGinnis, I think, was one of the guys 6-7 years ago, pointed out. This cuckolding is what the left is really all about. He was the first guy I heard 6-7 years ago to define it, kind of like the sexual situation where a man wants to see 2 or 3 guys with his wife or whatever, because that excites him. But this is beyond that. It's like a form of humiliation. And so now they're having anti-racism rallies where then the women get raped en masse by the Muslims. Again, I don't want to bash the Muslims. They've announced that we're weak and here to be conquered and taken over. And so we'll discuss all this with Gavin McGinnis right now. Gavin, good to have you on with us.
Thanks for having me.
I always get you on. We don't do some pre-interview. We haven't talked since you were on last time. I threw out a few issues here, but what's front and center for you right now?
Well, all of that is front and center for me. The war on traditional Western values. And you know what's happening in Sweden? I was just talking to that YouTuber, Angry Foreigner, and he said, the Swedish women, the liberals, the hippies, they've created this masculinity vacuum. And with no one to have sex with, they're starting to take in these refugees that are called boys, but are really 18. And these hippie, liberal, feminist women in Sweden are having sex with the teenage boys they take in a sick, depraved outcome of smashing traditionalism. I mean, it's right out of the Bible. It's Sodom and Gomorrah.
It really is. We go back into these cycles every time. Have we hit the bottom of it yet?
I don't know. I don't know if the left will ever be satiated. I mean, you look at Iran, right? After 1979, they got everyone in hijabs, everyone in burqas. They beat you with a cane, and they'll kill you if you're gay. And they're still not satisfied. They're still giving people fines every day and lashes for daring to not perfectly adhere to Islam. And I think it shows that both Islam and the left are totally insatiable. I don't think they'll ever be satisfied. I mean, look what's going on right now. There was a big talk last week about The Guardian. They had this article. And it said, the best thing you can do for the environment is to stop having babies. And they show 3 white kids there. The only time you don't see diversity in baby pictures. And then in the same breath, they're saying, we need more refugees. Bring in refugees. We're not replenishing our population. Now, when you juxtapose those two next to each other, what does that say? It says, let's eradicate ourselves and get replaced.
You're right. And, you know, I was just thinking of a major feminist magazine called Medusa 2 weeks ago came out and said, if you're white and have a white boyfriend, that's not good because whites are inherently the cause of all problems. This is white people publishing mainly the magazine. But if you're having a white baby, abort it. So it's now a religious sacrament to kill white babies. I mean, I think we're far from hitting the bottom here.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, look at South Africa. I was at a bar the other day, and there was wine vendors trying to sell to the bartender, and he goes, no, I don't want any wine from South Africa. Now, they abolished apartheid a quarter of a century ago. Right now, they have a new apartheid where whites can't get up in the world. They live in these refugee camps, and I'm sorry to make everything racial, but South Africa is a great example of what happens when you decide you're going to declare revenge on a group of people.
Show us Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe ran out all the white farmers, and now they have, what, like 5 million times inflation?
Total and utter decay there. A cheeseburger in Zimbabwe is $14 million of their dollars. A long-distance call is also in the millions of dollars. So I keep saying to these liberals who just hate themselves and hate the West, what do you have to replace it? I understand you want to sabotage us. I understand the Women's March is in bed with Linda Sarsour because they see her as an effective weapon in eradicating traditionalism. But what's your plan B? And you realize they don't have a plan B. They're just like the Black Bloc. They're just like Antifa. They want to burn Western society to the ground. They want to remove all the statues. They want to burn all the books. But they have no plan B. And you know what happens when you do that? You create a vacuum, and a worst-case scenario sneaks in, and that's Sharia.
How do you think Trump's doing 6 months in? I think he's crushed ISIS, $3 trillion in the stock market, 60-plus percent reduction in illegals coming across, pulling us out of the carbon taxes. I mean, other than the Republicans blocking him on tax cuts and Obamacare, I'd give him a 99, basically.
You know, he really is. I was thinking this morning, he was the liberals' creation. He's like the toxic Avenger, and they say he's a mutant. And they keep saying to us, they go, he's not presidential. And I say, we tried presidential. We brought you Mitt Romney. I don't think the guy's ever had a beer. We brought you Ted Cruz. I'm not sure he's had sex with anyone but his wife. Perfect Jesus figures, and the media ate them alive. All right, so in our lab, we created a monster, and this beast is just destroying the mainstream media. I mean, CNN is done now.
And his wife speaks five languages and is like a diplomatic, just a nuclear weapon, dominating. And so now, out of the mutant slurry, out of the cesspit of poison comes Kid Rock, which the polls already show is probably going to win, and they're going into total hissy fits.
What did you think was going to happen, liberals? We kept trying to play fair. You kept cheating. All right, we're going to bring out the monsters. Unleash the Kraken. And by the way, while he's doing great with all the culture wars, I'm just seeing nothing but jobs and the Dow is up. I mean, you talk to, there's fun little metrics. Like you talk to someone in real estate and they go, I was worried about I'd have to get a new career back before 2016. And now the houses are just flying off the shelves. The economy is booming.
That's my biggest issue is every metric shows we went from going into a depression, a recession in most areas, to now the engine's turning back on. It's sputtering some, but it's roaring back to life. And they're going, no, take your foot off the accelerator. No, turn it off. And every metric shows that the economy's coming back and we're crushing radical Islam and you're bringing in immigrants that don't have criminal records. We're doing common sense things and they're just freaking out.
Well, you know, leaders have a lot of power. And my ideal scenario is there is no White House. There is no Department of Education. There is no Department of Energy. It's all privatized. But you need someone doing something. And if you look up in Canada, you can see what happens when you have an incompetent leader. He's giving $10 million to a terrorist, Omar Khadr, whose family lived with Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, so stop right there. Tell folks about this guy, because he's letting people out of prison that reportedly have killed, like, unarmed medics in the army. And tell folks about this.
He killed Chris Spears, I think it was a Marine who was trying to save him. He shot a medic in the eye. He's lost his vision in that eye. Yet when we get this terrorist who was throwing bombs at Americans, we pick him up, we air helicopter him to Germany, we fix his eye, then he goes to Abu Ghraib because he's a terrorist, and Canada is so embarrassed that he had an uncomfortable time there. Meanwhile, he said killing Chris Spears was the best thing he ever did, that the government is now awarding him $10 million. Now, his sister was just arrested, I believe, in Turkey for terrorist activity. This family, the Khadrs, is two generations of funding terrorism, and Justin Trudeau is giving him $10 million. He's making Canadians less safe by funding terrorism. So these leaders can screw up your life. Look at Obama with Title IX, where he rewarded colleges for finding rapists. So the next thing you know, there's a rapist under every stone. I hate all politicians. I like Trump the best because he seems to hate them too, the way Reagan does. But these guys with their maniacal spending hurts Americans.
And let me ask you this question. Looking at Canada, Trudeau says stop being America first. It doesn't mean we want to hurt Canada or hurt Japan or hurt Mexico. If your country isn't for you first and your interest where you pay taxes, there's no such thing as citizenship. Globalism is where these multinationals are tax exempt. They have their own country crony capitalism, and then you pay for everything and you have no rights. How did they ever sell the idea that we should ditch America first and that somehow is bad? If your country isn't first for you, if you're not first in your life, then who is?
How did we get here? Remember Trump was in Poland. He was getting attacked for praising symphonies, which apparently is racist, and praising Western society. And Noah Rothman wrote a great article about this where he said, how did we get here? We have the left criticizing, which is what is basically Clintonian centrism. If you listen to a Clinton speech in 94 about illegal immigration, it sounds way stricter than Trump. He was anti-gay marriage. Trump is more left-wing than 1994 Clinton in many ways. And he said, we also have liberals defending jihad. When Sarsour declares jihad in America, they go, well, jihad can be good. And then lastly, they have them criticizing what is basically just normal American politics, defending the Western world. And the left is saying, no, any defense of the West is vaguely racist.
That's right. This is bullying all free speech into non-existence. One more segment with Gavin McGinnis. He, of course, is joining us live via Skype right now. We'll be back, but let's go out with the sacrilege that Donald Trump engaged in.
Just as Poland could not be broken, I declare today for the world to hear that the West will never, ever be broken. Our values will prevail. Our people will thrive. And our civilization will triumph.
Meanwhile, the major Islamist groups are openly chanting and saying they're going to bring us down, and that's their goal.
Jones.
All right.
About $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-476-5281. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-476-5281. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-476-5281. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-476-5281. 800-476-5281.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Final segment with Gavin McGinnis is with the Rebel Media. Then I'm going to open the phones up in the next segment, get to a ton of news. Gavin, we were talking during the break hopefully we can recreate that for TV viewers and radio listeners right now, about the cult-like nature of the so-called left, who behave like a bunch of anti-free speech fascists and who openly want to dominate and control all of society. And we were talking about the fact that they're a bunch of followers in a cult, and they're only getting more extreme. And you were breaking down some of your experiences with your old liberal friends. Please repeat that.
Well, I'm a member of the funny community, so a lot of my friends were liberals, comedians. I mean, that goes without saying. If you're a comedian in 2017, you're liberal, especially in New York City. And, you know, when Obama was elected, I wasn't thrilled. I didn't like that you were treating him like the Messiah and just because he's black, and I knew that he was going to screw up the country, and I hated all this faith in government, but I didn't X anyone. And I've lost 100% of my liberal friends to the point where if I walk into a room and I'll see someone that, you know, our kids have played together, there's this sort of hush-hush murmuring going on, like I'm up for pedophile charges or something really serious. And you keep going, why didn't you even call me? Like, why didn't you contact me and ask me any of this? It's just accepted that if you like Trump, you're a Nazi and you've gone off the rails and we can't be friends anymore.
But you also told me privately that most of your old friends do say, listen, I know you're right, but I got to keep my job. They know it's a cult. They're afraid. That's why they're not talking to you.
Yeah, sorry. There's different groups within that. So there's the group that is totally brainwashed and they go, you're evil. We can't be around you anymore. Get lost, Nazi. And then there's maybe a 30% contingent within that where they go, look, I agree with you. I love America, but I can't be seen with you right now. It's bad for my career. And you go, I'd understand if I was a Nazi, if I was a racist, if I was a homophobe, you might have a point. But you're basing all this on rumors from some anonymous blog, and you're
saying... It's beyond that. It's bullying. It's weaponized. They're saying, we know you didn't do this. We know you're not a witch, but we're going to say you are. If you don't agree to whatever we say, we're going to shun you. We're going to outcast you. We're going to call you horrible names. We're going to say you're a Russian agent. Now they've got members of Congress, like Congressman Quigley, literally, his name's Quigley of Illinois, saying, if you talk to any Russian, you're talking to Putin, and no one's allowed to talk to Russians. That's a quote from Friday.
Look, if you're the president's son and you hear a rumor that someone has dirt on Hillary, please pursue it. I want to hear about it. It's your job as a public figure to pursue something very juicy.
Hillary was looking for dirt from the Russians on Trump. It's all complete hoax.
Especially Hillary. Every time we hear there's dirt, it's something huge. Benghazi was huge. The emails were huge. Seth Rich is huge. Vince Foster is huge. I want to know if you have a secret about Hillary. Tell me about it. But one thing I want to get back to, you were saying earlier, look at our radical views that we have. We like the Western world. You know, the world everyone is trying to get to. We also oppose Sharia law. We had a rally in New York City about a month ago, and there's all these people showing up to protest us for opposing Sharia. And you go, I chose Sharia as a very hyperbolic example of a worst case scenario, and you don't even accept that. I choose the West as something I think we could all agree on, and you don't even agree on that. So they are the radicals. They've gone so far left that they're like some weird purple-haired feminist from your college days, and they've mainstreamed it, and now you're a freak for having basically the same views as your old man.
Exactly. We've always been tolerant. We're the real liberals, and they're trying to make us conform to their new weird, bizarre orthodoxy. They're like the most crazed street preachers. And I'm not bashing street preachers in general, but some of the ones that scream at you with bad breath and, you know, do more harm than good. That's how the left is like crazed street preachers.
And it's just so weird that they don't call you first. I mean, David Cross, he's a comedian, and we were best friends for a long time. He did text me, and he goes, hey, were you Zeke Hyling at Deplorable? And I go, no, dude, that's a fucking screen, excuse my language, that's a screen grab where I was gesticulating, and someone froze it. I won't even do it now, or they'll do it again. But besides him, everyone else just goes, uh-oh, well, he's a Nazi, and they don't even text you. This is when your kids have been playing together, when you've been on vacation together for years, and they just X you like you've left the Scientology church.
But it shows they were never really their friends. They were never really your friend. They were all just trying to social climb in the whole fake liberal corporate monstrosity.
If I found out, if there was a story going on that you murdered someone, I would text you and go, Alex, what's going on here? Is this true? I wouldn't just go, oops, there's the murderer. Now that's murder, a felony, a serious offense. We're just supporting Trump, liking the West, and
exactly. Well, notice the left had some real red problems, but it went too far. They've gone way past McCarthy, and they're the ones that made hundreds of movies and wrote hundreds of books whining about, you know, Red Scare, and now Russia isn't even red. Gavin McGinnis, thank you so much for joining us. Folks can find out more about you at Gavin_MCINNES, and also at the Rebel Media. Look forward to talking to you more soon, my friend. Great points.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me.
I just made total sense, everything you said, but again, that's radical. That's evil. No, they're selling tyranny so they can't have reasonable stuff exist because it discredits the garbage.
On the run, Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Superblue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Superblue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Superblue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I wondered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord.
I saw the light. It's a good thing to see the light. No more fear of the devil, of the world, of the petty people that are obsessed with the system. The world is still here, but you're not part of it. It's amazing. And then you see the world for what it really is. You see the beauty clearer. You see the ugliness and evil clearer. You have discernment. You're born again. There's a false spirit in most of these churches, though, of magical thinking, of Satanism. It's amazing to watch it. Before we go any further here, just want to let listeners know that I am very, very excited about the fact that we've been carrying these little, very inexpensive, colloidal silver impregnated toothbrushes that are one of our best sellers. Even though I never plug them, I personally use them. And they're super inexpensive. They're $4.99. And we've got three packs of them, you name it. And that way you're not just, you know, putting the bad bacteria and things back on the brush that even hot water doesn't really get off. It's dying, so the brush is really clean and healthy. And if you've been sick, then you don't have to throw away the toothbrush because the colloidal silver is killing it, so you can reuse it. You might want to still throw it away. They're so inexpensive. I go through a lot of these toothbrushes. And then I noticed, I said, I love this company. Do they have other toothbrushes? And they said, yeah, they have a travel toothbrush with silver, and they have a mechanical toothbrush. And it's so inexpensive. That's what blew me away. We'll put it up on screen for TV viewers and for radio listeners. But it is the mouth washers toothbrush. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, it goes great with Super Blue non-fluoride toothpaste with iodine and nano silver. So again, those are the normal antimicrobial adult toothbrush for $4.99. These are the mechanical toothbrushes for $19.95 that is available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. When you get it exclusively with the Super Blue toothpaste, there is a big discount on the Advanced Oral Care Pack, where you get the 10-to-1 organic mouthwash, 10-to-1 concentrate, the Super Blue, and the mechanical toothbrush, the only one of its type with the impregnated silver in it as well. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Again, introducing the new Mouthwatchers Power Toothbrush, an advanced oral care pack, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's $24.95 by itself, and you get it with the toothpaste. It's $19.95. The Mouthwasher's Power Toothbrush offers a unique 3D action, while the revolutionary antimicrobial dual-layer silver flossing bristles reach into areas untouched by prior toothbrushes for deep cleansing. The gentle oscillations leave teeth and gums feeling just as clean as after professional dental cleansing. The revolutionary flossing bristle operates at 50,000 oscillations per minute with up and down motion. It's high quality, but very, very affordable. The advanced flossing bristle brushes away cavities, gingivitis, causing food and plaque buildup. The advanced oral care pack contains one of these new power toothbrushes, a tube of Super Blue toothpaste, and a bottle of Emrex Essentials organic mouthwash. This is all you need for the ultimate in oral care. Available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I've got free shipping on top of that throughout the month of July that ends in about 13 days. And on top of that, we're going to have to pull the Brain Force Plus from the 30% off because it's about to sell out. Super Male Vitality X2 and more. But we're going to add some other things onto sale for 20, 30% off, as I promised to do right through the month. So we're going to have to end that sale in 2 days on those particular items. I want to thank you all for your purchases. They make the broadcast possible. But we try to bring you really game-changing, high-quality products that we personally test and use at very competitive prices. The Thunder Operation, a true 360 win at every level. Now, I'd like to give out the toll-free number to take some phone calls ahead of our next guest joining us a little bit into the next hour. He's the individual, the scientist, the entrepreneur, who's started and launched multi-hundred-million-dollar companies. He's not another politician or lawyer. It's not knocking all the lawyers, but we don't need 80% of Congress to be lawyers. Shiva will be joining us. Dr. Shiva will be joining us. Shiva for the U.S. Senate, who has now broken through on mainstream news, is doing very well in the polls, and has the Democrats in Pocahontas shaking in their boots. What do you think of Kid Rock running? He's a libertarian conservative. He wants free market. He's a Trumper. I know he's friends with Jesse James, friend of mine, says he's a great guy. What do you think of him getting ready to run? I know it has the Democrats scared as well. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. Now, before I go any further, let me get into some of these video clips. We have Bernstein of Woodward and Bernstein that totally set up Nixon by the deep state because Nixon was trying to turn our economy on, busted him for some two-bit burgling idiocy of G. Gordon Liddy and E. Howard Hunt and a few others who were shut up by the CIA that were surveilling everything they did. That's all been declassified. He's coming out saying, Prussia-Rump collusion. We are in the midst of a cold civil war in this country. Oh, when he says that, it's big national news. I told you we were in a civil war during the campaign. I told you we're going into a hot civil war with Democrats trying to start a real one and calling for violence and hashtag hunt Republicans and all the rest of the garbage. And then that ties into another clip I'm going to get to with Vanity Fair's Eric Eichenwald saying that Fox News is aiding and abetting the Russians. So now Fox is in bed with the Russians. This is what I keep telling the Republicans and the Murdoch sons and all of them. I know you want to be cool at all the New York high society garbage where all you narcissist mummies go, with all your facelifts, all your unhappy families, all your failure. They're going to bring everything down. The globalists do not want any freedom or even fake conservatism out there. They don't want any opposition because globalism is so unpopular, it can only work if there's no opposition. And so all these Republicans trying to go along with this fake Republican witch hunt that won't go after Hillary for all of her real Russia and China connections, you are sticking your own stupid necks in a guillotine, morons. The Democrats had announced they wanted you to be a failed party and only a regional party and loyal opposition. They want it all shut down. And so Trump and the American people, we together must defeat the Republican fake rhinos, the neocons, the establishment liberals, Hollywood, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, the multinationals that want to sew up the global economy and don't want prosperity. It's that simple. When they told Trump you could never turn the economy back on, he knew he could because they had their foot on our neck. They want a global slowdown. They admitted that in 2008. They admitted that in 2010. They admitted it in 2015 when Obama went to Africa and said, you can't have a good life, but I'm going to have one. They're institutionalizing poverty. They're institutionalizing garbage. I didn't come and set this up to be a loser and be on the sidelines. I came to sell and promote freedom and free market next to globalism. I know it would win, and it's starting to gain traction because of you spreading the word globally from Greece to Poland to Ukraine to France to Germany to the UK, to the United States, to Australia, to Catalonia and Spain. We're on the march. The empire is on the run. We can do it together, ladies and gentlemen, but we've got to have Eye of the Tiger. I did a really important segment in the first 30 minutes of the broadcast today where I laid out mainline news after the fact that bots, a bot is just a term for major computer spiders going out, tracking data, collating it, and putting it through AI algorithms. Robots, basically. Robots, AI analyzing that Trump was 10 to 20 points ahead the entire general election. That's how I said he was going to win, if we could stop them from stealing it. And now they're back out with the same fake polls again. 8 months later, 9 months later, they think you're dumb and don't remember it. So we've got to bring all those articles back. We've got to expose all that again. These are the weapon systems. This will defeat them. Of course Trump listened to me during the campaign and after, because Trump knows I've got my head screwed on straight. Bannon, his chief advisor, is basically just an older version of me. All I'm doing is promoting Americana. You know, Marilyn Monroe, 57 Chevys, moon launch, low taxes, nice houses, swimming pools, good medicine, free open societies. But the nihilists want to undermine it. I'm going to get to that a little bit later. I keep saying I am, but I haven't got to it yet. The nihilists want to undermine it, and I'm going to explain the paradigm, how they're the useful idiots. How they're the people that want to live in the limelight, the universal dream. And if they can't live in the limelight through existential envy, they're going to pull down anybody who's successful.
instead of getting in to, quote, rush to the wonderment and the magic of the universe and the universalness of empowering everybody who will be empowered. But there's a double-edged sword. You've got to crush those that try to stop you from becoming empowered and trying to bring you down because they don't want you to be successful. Envy, jealousy is the great destroyer. So, here is Bernstein, the paragon, the mountain of journalistic power, perched pathetically, swollen, both in reality and figuratively, there on CNN and MSNBC and all these channels that he goes and pontificates from about, we are now in a civil war. Russia has brought us into a great crisis. And I told you, the enemy, they say, isn't the liberals. It's not the conservatives. It's not whether you want low taxes or high taxes. It's Russia, the all-powerful evil. The globalists are the outsiders. They're the cancer. They're the poison. They're the people that came in. They're the people that are usurping us and saying, we can't have a nation. We can't have America first. We can't have families. We can't keep our tax money. We've got to be under their control. We've got to do what they say because they crave the control. And now they tell us we're in a civil war and Russia's behind it. But don't worry, they're the guardians. They'll decide who's good. They'll decide who's a heretic. They'll decide who's a witch. They'll decide who can have a radio show, who can be on TV. They'll decide. Just like last week, I couldn't believe I was reading it with a straight face. New York Times, Washington Post, straight face. Warren Buffett, Carlos Slim, Jeff Bezos. Three of the richest men in the world, they're all in the top five, controlling multi-trillion dollar operations, coming in, looking at you with a straight face and saying, we need Congress to shut down alternative media because it's too popular, and we want Google to be ordered Congress to force feed our newspapers because they've all gone bankrupt. Yes. Imagine a restaurant where they make you go to the restaurant, they make you pay for it, and then they feed you basically rotten rats. They force rotten, furry, stinking rats with maggots coming out of their eyeballs, out of their hind ends. They cram those in your mouth. They go, isn't that taste good? Want some more CNN? Here, let's have a big, fat, juicy, maggot-stuffed, rotting rat right at the pinnacle of its stench and bloated and reanimated, filled with the maggots of lies. Yes, bouncing back from death only for a brief second as a facsimile of its once living vestige, now only of other scrofulous creatures. Let's go ahead and go to Bernstein on Trump-Russia collusion. Here it is.
The difference between Watergate and now, one of the big differences is that we are in the midst of a cold civil war in this country, a political and cultural civil war, and all of our reporting is taking place in the context of that cold civil war, and nothing quite like that existed at the time of Watergate. And that part of the cold civil war itself is the configuration of media with Fox News, with CNN, being perceived by different sets of viewers as representing different truths, when in fact Fox has changed American politics as perhaps no institution has since its invention in 1996. Our politics has been changed inalterably by this right-wing counterforce, whatever you want to call
Fox. So you're the leftist counterforce that says we shouldn't use the word mother and father in schools. You're the counterforce saying we got to pay for everybody's sex change. You're the counterforce that says we got to bring in unlimited illegals, then fill them full of anti-American hate, and bring in unvetted radical Muslims. You're the folks that don't want tax cuts for the middle class. You're the people that wanted us to sign on to the TPP and transfer our sovereignty to a secret group and be the only major nation paying carbon taxes. You wanted us to do all this. And then you go, oh, look, Fox News did change things. Fox News, new talk radio, had a much bigger audience than all of cable news combined. They knew there was a market. So they created Fox News to control the conservative movement. And now there's a civil war in Fox because Hannity and a few other people are true to what they want to do, like Tucker Carlson. There are a few people on there like Lou Dobbs, Judge Napolitano. There's a handful of them. They kind of stick them on the back bench. When they get on the main Fox, they have the highest ratings. You could put Lou Dobbs on every night at 9 o'clock. He'd have as much ratings as Sean Hannity. And he says we're in a civil war with the globalists taking over, trying to overthrow the government and go after us. That's what's really happening. Straight talk from Lou Dobbs. Real, genuine, focused, heartfelt, Americana. Your gut tells you he's good. The evidence shows you he's good. You look at a slime bag like Bernstein, he's a parasite who thinks he's better than you because he's been insecure his whole life. Now, let's go to the next one. This is the talking point. Here's another one. Here's another one of these. This is MSNBC, the same talking point. Fox is the enemy. Fox is Russian now. See, everyone's a Russian. Everyone can't be trusted, but the globalists who tell you don't be America first. Don't be America first. Don't be America first. No, no, let the globalists run things, but because we're going to protect you from the Russians. No, you're the outsiders. You're the enemy. Here's this idiot from Vanity Fair.
Fox is a propaganda network. It functions off of the idea of breaking people up into teams. So they are aiding and abetting the enemy. They are aiding and abetting those people we are currently at war at with, the Russians, in order to play for their team, to make it GOP versus Democrats. It's not. It is the United States of America versus people who are a country that is trying to destroy our democracy, break up the Western alliance, and in the process, Fox News is saying, don't worry about the Russians, don't worry about the people trying to attack democracy, let's attack instead.
I've got to come back and play that from the beginning. I mean, this is the new talking point. We're at war with Russia. Russian scum! That's what they're pushing. A bunch of weird, trendy leftists that want to start a war, hoping they can round up all their opposition, claiming we're foreign agents. You guys better hope a civil war doesn't start, you chicken necks.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Drudge Report headline, OJ set for freedom. I'm going to get into that a little bit next hour. I'm going to go to your phone call, see if we have a guest popping in. He's running against Pocahontas. But they just reminded me, I'd forgotten this, that Kirk Eichenwald of Vanity Fair got caught in a tweet he put out with tentacle porn tabs on his screen, and I had to look that up. I'd actually seen it before pop up, like monsters raping women and stuff. And I'm like, what the daylights is that? And I went and researched it after I saw it, and it turns out, obviously, that's a whole gateway into what we see being pushed over in Sweden and things by the whole liberal youth party that wants to legalize basically cartoons of children being raped. But in the tentacle porn, it's like little women, little children, and then big demons raping them, murdering them. It's like Satan porn, basically. And I don't subject myself to stuff like that. I've still never seen the footage of people eating feces. I've never seen horses having sex with people. I just refuse to look at it. But tentacle porn has literally been popping up since I was on MySpace 10 years ago. But just the front page stuff of like xenomorphs from Alien, you know, raping a child, or I mean, it's the most horrible stuff, and it's bombarded all over the internet. And he said, oh, he was having a discussion with his wife and kids. I forgot about this, about whether it was child porn or not. I mean, now he wants World War III. He says we're at war with Russia when he goes on MSNBC, and that everyone, including Fox News, is part of it as Russian agents. And why is he like some creepy-looking dude? I mean, it's always the same. What is going on here? I mean, I guess you watch demons tearing children apart and, you know, raping them. I don't know if that's what he watches, but that's what tentacle porn genre is. Maybe he was just researching it with his children. But just so many of these pundits just keep getting caught up in de Blasio's aide and Wiener and, you know, all the sexting and Lolita Express and Epstein and the Pope's deputy getting busted and, you know, all the rest of it. It just really shows what's going on in these guys' brains who really crave to control this country. But before I get to the clip of him, here's Maxine Waters saying the whole Trump family is just a criminal clan. And then the cover of Time Magazine is, or was it Newsweek, is caught red-handed, and they put a Hitler mustache on Trump Jr., on Donnie. Here it is.
Thank you, Leader Pelosi, for organizing for all of us today who have taken some action dealing with the Trump family criminal enterprise. Unveil the criminal activity, the unconstitutional activity of this president and his family.
Think about what Hillary's done.
I have dubbed them the criminal clan.
All right, let's go out to break with Eichenwald. Here's the man that discusses tentacle porn with his children, according to him. Here he is.
This is a propaganda network. It functions off of the idea of breaking people up into
what
teams.
What is the tentacle porn network, sir?
They are aiding and abetting the enemy. They are aiding and abetting those people we are currently at war with, the Russians, in order to play for their team.
Does Xenomorphs bite the kids' heads off first or rape them first?
It's not. It is the United States of America versus people who are a country that is trying to destroy our democracy, break up the Western alliance, and in the process, Fox News is saying, don't worry about the Russians, don't worry about the people trying to attack democracy. Let's attack instead the intelligence agencies giving us these conclusions.
What about the tentacle
porn?
Let's pretend
the Democrats
are involved. What about the demons invading our
galaxy? And let's return to tax cuts.
Like one of them got your head,
didn't
it?
It is propaganda, and it has to stop.
I'm serious. He may have a tentacle porn spore in his brain.
Which, unfortunately, even Jennifer Rubin, a conservative, wrote...